Before we start the shiur, I just wanted to mention, just for a few minutes, a Gemara Megillah Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes in the name of Rabbi Yosef of Braisa regarding Simchu Mishte, and we derive from the Simcha, from the word Simcha, the Iser Hesped V'tainis, and from the word Mishte, we derive from Simcha the Iser Hesped and from Mishta the Iser Tainis. And the question we want to raise here is, why do we need to derive the Iser Tainis from Mishta? Why not just derive it from Simcha? Simcha, l'chora, should always imply that you have to eat some sort of a seuda. And Simcha should have already excluded Tainus. And we derive from Simcha and Iser Hesped. Can't we derive both an Iser Hesped and Tainus from the same Pasuk Simcha? Why do we need a special Pasuk of Mishte to generate an Iser Tainus? Now if you look in the Rambam, which we're going to talk about in Mirzachem later on, in Perek Vav Milchus Yontif, the Rambam says that Shivas Yimei HaPesach Ushmonas Yimei HaChag Im Shar Yomim Tovim Kulam Asurim VeHesped VeTainus VeChayav Adam Lios Bem Sameach VeTov Lev Shenever VeSamachta VeChagecha. So from this pasuk VeSamachta VeChagecha, that it says by Yontif, we derive both an Iser Hesped and an Iser Tainus. Well, and here too, in the case of Purim, it says Simcha. Why don't we derive both Hesped and Tainus from the word Simcha? That was the question we wanted to ask. And perhaps the answer to this question lies in the Sugya in Psachim Adaf Samaches about what we call Chetzil Hashem and Chetzil Achem. So B'li Neder, if we get a chance, we'll try to come back to that. And that's the sugya in Psachim Daf Samaches Amid Beit. So the main question we want to address here at the beginning of this discussion, and this will be B'li Neder, our last meeting as far as Masechta Megillah is concerned, because I think it's time to move on to get ourselves ready for Pesach, but one more shiur on Megillah, and I think it'll touch on the whole concept of the Simcha that, as it applies to Pesach as well. Mm. And the question is, on Purim, do we have to be koveh seuda al hapas? Or is it enough that we eat meat and drink wine, and we're mekayim the mitzvah of Simcha and Mishta without pas? The address is Or HaChaim Siman Tofresh Tzadi Hei, and the question is, if a person leaves out Al Anisim in benching, does he have to repeat Birkas HaMazon? Normally, when there's a chiyuv of Achilas pas, like for example on Shabbos and Yontif, if you leave out Ritzeh or Yalviyovo, you have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. And how does that apply with regard to Purim and Al HaNisim? So this is a gigantic controversy between the Marshal and the Magen Avraham. So we're going back in a space machine, a time machine, about 5 centuries ago. So Marshal writes in a tshuva that if he left out Al HaNisim, I'm sorry, if he left out Al HaNisim in his suda, in his benching on Sudas Purim, he would have to repeat the benching. Sorach Lachsor. And he derives it with a Kal V'chomer from Yontif. The law in Yontif is that if you omitted Yalav Yovim benching, you have to repeat benching. And he says that Purim has a greater mitzvah of Simcha than Yontif. How does he know that? Because there's an Iser Hesped V'tainis as a result of Simcha on Purim that goes beyond the Iser Hesped V'tainis on Shabbos and Yontif. On Yontif, you remember that we discussed once the case of Tainis Chalom. And we said that on Yontif, if you had a very bad dream, you're allowed to fast. However, with regard to Purim, the Gemara establishes that there's no possibility and no permissibility of fasting on Purim, even if he has a tainus chalom. So as on Yontif, and it's very paradoxical, because Yontif is Doraisa, and Purim is only Darabonon, correct? And you would have said, well, we should be more machmir with regard to Yontif than we should be with regard to Purim, correct? Because Purim is only Darabonon. And yet, we have a very interesting phenomenon here. And it's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch that there's no Tainus Chalom on Purim, even though there's a Tainus Chalom on
Yontif.
On Yontif.
Probably because there's such a level of Simcha on Purim that you're not allowed to fast whatsoever.
Say it again, that when on Purim?
Such a level of Simcha that
Right, that the Simcha is even more intense on Purim than it is on Yontif. That's pretty radical, is it not? Okay.
We're just talking about Tainus Chalom, as opposed to, I don't know, let's say, God forbid, say, you drop a Sefer Torah or something.
I don't know the laws. You have to check that out in Shulchan Aruch. I'm not sure. Okay. It could be that maybe... I assume that in most cases they would not fast on Yom Tov. Tainus Chalom is very special because on that very day that you wake up, that's when you want to fast, because that's when you're in a state of what's called Agmas Nefesh. You know, you're very upset about the Chalom. Now, if you gentlemen don't mind helping me a little bit, I would ask you to find on this Amud around here somewhere the following Gemara in Masechet Pesachim Daf Samach Esam in Beis. Mar Berei Deravina. See if you find it. Havi Yosef Kuli Shaita B'Tanisa Bar Me'atzarta V'Yomen Dupuraya. You have it? So this individual, one of the great pious Amoraim, would fast the whole year round, I guess during the day and not at night, except for 2 days. And the only 2 days that he stopped his fast and he ate was Atzeres, which means Chag HaShavuos, and Purim. Now this is really interesting, because you get the impression that on Yontif maybe he did fast. I don't know, because he only mentions Atzeres. Why does he mention Sukkot or Pesach? So again, you're seeing more or less the same idea. We're not talking about Tainus Chalom, but here was a person who would fast on Yontif but not on Purim. And therefore, says the Marshal, it's logical that if on Yontif we have to be Koveh Suda on a pas, we have to eat bread because of the mitzvah of Simcha, then how much more so in the more intense, the more severe and demanding mitzvah of Simcha of Purim. So if you take a look on the left column, if in Sudas Yontif you have to eat pas because of Simcha, and that's what the Gemara calls in Masechet Pesachim, Chetzil Hashem and Chetzil Achem, that the Chetzil Achem has to be with bread, because Iker Achila is Al Lechem. So therefore, on Yontif, if he leaves out Yalav Yomav benching, he's going to have to repeat Birkas HaMazon. How much more so in the case of Al Anisim and Asudas Purim, which is a day of Simcha and Mishta, and the Simcha is even greater than that of Yontif, as we saw before. Certainly you should have to be Koveh Yasud Al Apas. And therefore, if he leaves out Al Anisim, he's going to have to repeat benching. That's the Marshal. The Magen Avraham, on the other hand, disagrees. And the Magen Avraham establishes that Ein Machzir Noso. Why? And here I would ask you to underline these words if you can. I have a pen for you if you need one. Will you have a pen? Ki lo matzinu shechayev lechol pas bepurim. the Mogen Avraham says we don't find any source that you have to eat bread on Purim. Umatzil Miftar Nafshe, he can fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha and Mishta Bishar Mat'amim with other delicacies. And we would like to understand the Mogen Avraham, because after all, the Marshal is a very strong, compelling argument. It's a Kal v'chomer from Simcha and Yontif. And the reason I want to learn this particular essay with you is because it really fascinates me. What we're going to touch on, if we're successful, if my plan is successful, we're going to touch on the question of what is Simcha on Yontif and what is Simcha on Purim. Now, the Marshal could stand on the shoulders of the Rosh, who came way before him. The Rosh speaks about the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. This is Masechta Brachos in the Rosh's commentary on Perek Zayin of Masechta Brachos, Siman Chav Gimel. And he says, Nira l'Rabbeinu Yehuda, d'chayev adam lechol pas b'yontif. Again, I would encourage you to underline those words. Chayev adam lechol pas b'yontif. And especially underline mishum simcha. So the Rosh goes on record, explicitly, quoting Rabbeinu Yehuda, that you have to be koveh suda ala pas on yontif. And the reason for that is because of simcha. Very interesting. In the Rosh, it's undeniable. The mitzvah of Simcha requires that you set up an achila ala pas, a lechem. I mean, ikar achila is lechem. Then he says, right, the only the suda on the first night of Sukkot is obligatory. After that, it's a reshus. He boil a achil. He doesn't have to eat. Hachi kamer reshus mishum sukkah. Knows the mitzvah of Sukkah does not require him to eat a suda. But as far as Simchas Yontif is concerned, he's chayav to eat a suda. So we see clearly that the Marshal is right, that whenever you have a mitzvah of Simcha, then you chayav to eat a pas, and therefore you would have to bench again if you omitted the Azkar Sayyom. However, the story doesn't end here. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And that's a tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Now, what's the official title or she'ela, you know, every response has a question that Rabbi Akiva Eiger is addressing? Are women obligated on Yontif to eat a meal with a pas? And the Rabbi Akiva Eiger surprises us, and he tells us that a woman is not obligated to eat a pas on Yontif. And why is that? Although Nashim are included in the mitzvah of Simcha, they're not included in the mitzvah of Kvod Shabbos, or Kvod Yontif. So it works like this. If the chiv to eat pas was derived from Simcha, then women would certainly be included. Okay. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, no. The chiv of pas is not because of the mitzvah of Simcha, but rather because of the mitzvah of Kavod, or Kavod V'Oneg, what we call Kibud V'Oneg. And women are exempt, although they're obligated to the mitzvah of Simcha, nevertheless they're exempt from the mitzvahs of Kibud V'Oneg. Now the question is, how did Rabbi Akiva Eiger know that A, as far as Simcha is concerned, you're not chayv to be koveh suda lapas, and how do you know that it's B, that the chiyuv of suda and pas is derived on Yontif from Kibud V'Oneg? And C, we could ask, how does he know that women are obligated in Simcha but they're exempt from Kibud V'Oneg? Do you hear all the premises of Rav Akiva Eiger? There are a whole bunch of premises that Rav Akiva Eiger is laying down, and based on all these assumptions, he comes to the conclusion that women are not obligated on Yontif to be koveh suda lapas. This despite the fact that they're included in the mitzvah of Simcha, but they're not included in the mitzvah of Kibud. How does he know this? So we start our journey with a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Perek Vav Milchus Yontif, Kishem Shemitzvah L'chavis HaShabbos Ula Anga Kach B'chol HaYomim Tovim. In other words, the mitzvah of kibud v'oneg applies not just on Shabbos but also on Yontif. Shenemar L'kdosh Hashem Mechubot. That's a pasuk in Yeshayahu, and that's the source for kibud Shabbos. But it says L'kdosh Hashem, meaning any day that's sanctified. V'chol yomim tovim never behen mikra kodesh. The Torah uses the term mikra kodesh to describe Yontif, not just Shabbos. So we see from the Rambam that the mitzvah of kibud and oneg applies on Yontif just as it applies on Shabbos. Then the Rambam writes the following: Shivas yimei haPesach u'shmones yimei haChag im shara yomim tovim kulam asurim behesved v'taydis v'chayev adam lios behem sameach v'tov lev. Now wait a second. The Rambam initially spoke about kibud v'oneg, and he established that kibud v'oneg is obligatory on Yontif like Shabbos. Now he's talking about a different mitzvah, chayav adam lios behem simcha v'tov lev. Clearly, the Rambam is dividing up two different concepts and telling us we shouldn't confuse them. We shouldn't identify them. One concept is the mitzvah of kibud v'oneg, and the other concept is the mitzvah of simcha. Okay. Now, let's read the Rambam. The Rambam says, yomim tovim, with regard to the mitzvah of simcha, he establishes that this mitzvah of simcha applies on yomim tovim. Yom Tov is a reference to the first day of Yom Tov, the last day of Yom Tov, but not to Chol HaMoed. It doesn't include Chol HaMoed. That's how Rabbi Kvega reads the Rambam. So when the Rambam writes Chayav Adam Lios Behem Sameach V'Tov Lev, then he's referring to Yom Tov. So let's see what goes on. Ba'alocha Zayin, Yud Zayin, he says, L'gabi Chiv Simcha, Zayin Yimei HaPesach, U'shmones Yimei HaChag. So here he includes Chol HaMoed. That's explicit in the Rambam. So let's go over this one more time. As far as Kibud V'Oneg is concerned, the Rambam says that we derive Kibud and Oneg from the word L'kdosh Hashem. K'dosh Hashem Mechubot. Then with regard to Simcha, the Rambam says Shiva Simei HaPesach U'shmon Simei HaChag Yizhei Masur Behes V'Vitay Shachayev Adam Lios Behem Sameach V'Tov Lev. Okay, fine. Now, the first halacha, which is kibud v'oneg, that's in halacha tes zayin, is the Rambam writes yomim tovim. So let's underline the words yomim tovim. Those are the first two words in the line, and that's halacha tes zayin, and that's where the Rambam formulates l'kadosh Hashem mechubad, applying it to Yontif. That's Halacha Tezayin. Now we go to Halacha Yud Zayin. In Halacha Yud Zayin, the Rambam addresses the mitzvah of Simcha. He doesn't mention Yomim Tovim, but rather he mentions Shiva Simei HaPesach, Shmonis Simei HaChag, meaning even Chol HaMoed. Whereas in Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam mentions Yomim Tovim, but he doesn't specify Chol HaMoed. So the conclusion that Rabbi Kivegan wants to derive is that on Chol HaMoed there's a mitzvah of Simcha, but there's no mitzvah of Kibud V'Oneg. Kibud V'Oneg is only on Yontif itself, but not on Chol HaMoed. Simcha applies throughout the entire Yontif. Nira, this is Rabbi Kivega's conclusion, that on Shabbos, the chiyuv of achilas pas is not derived from simcha, because on Shabbos there is no simcha, but rather from kibud v'yonik. And kibud v'yonik requires that we be koveh asud al alechem al pas. Therefore, we can conclude the following, that on yontif, the mitzvah of simcha generates a chiyuv of eating basar and shtiyas yayin, etc., etc. It doesn't have, I mean, that's a mitzvah of simcha that doesn't apply to Shabbos. It only applies to yontif. Now, when we say that as far as yontif is concerned, all you would need for the mitzvah of simcha is basar v'yayin, Haraya, Darev Cholamoid, after Ika Chiv Simcha, Mikomakom, Ein Chiv Lechol Pas. We don't find in a Cholamoid there's a Chiv to be Kover Suda Ala Pas. That only applies on Yontif. Now, wait a second. If the Chiv of Pas was generated by Yontif, excuse me, by Simcha, then when should it apply?
Oneg.
No, I'm saying the following. I want to get to Oneg in a minute, but I want to prove to you something from the opposite, you know, from the negative. If you would assume the negative, let's assume not Oneg, but Simcha, that Simcha generates a requirement of being Koveh Asud Al HaPas.
Yontif.
Right, Simcha's Yontif. Then on what days of Yontif would we be required to be Koveh Asud Al HaPas?
The first and the last.
No, you're not following. Okay, I should really write this out. If you give me a page, I don't have the courage to use the. Do you have just a blank page, and then I'll, you know, it works like this. There's a mitzvah of simcha, and there's a mitzvah of kibud v'yonek. Okay, the Rambam tells us that simcha applies even on Chol HaMoed.
Oh.
Correct? Because the Rambam says that Simcha applies all 7 days, all 8 days. Okay? So we can check off Chol HaMoed. In Kibud V'Oneg, the Rambam writes that this only applies to Yom Tov. He never includes Chol HaMoed. Okay? So Chol HaMoed is now excluded. Okay. Now watch what happens. If you assume that under the law of Simcha, you have to be Koveya Su'uda Al HaPas, then on what days of Yontif would you have to be Koveya Su'uda Al HaPas? On all days, including Chol HaMoed. If, on the other hand, the mitzvah of being Koveya Su'uda Al HaPas, right, is a derivative not of Simcha, because as far as Simcha is concerned, it's enough if I eat what? Basar v'yayin, I don't need pas. Then, would there be a chiyuv of being koveh asud al pas on Chol HaMoed? The answer is no. Why? Because Chol HaMoed is not included in kibud v'yonek. And in Shulchan Aruch, it says that on Chol HaMoed, you don't have to be koveh asud al pas. Okay, so here's the Shulchan Aruch. This is in, he quotes it from Simon Kuf Pei Ches. And it says over there that Ein Chiyuv Lechol Pas Bechol HaMoed. Okay? So pass this around if you can, instead of using the whiteboard. Can you look at that? Go over it one more time and see if the calculation is correct. What we're trying to prove is that there's no chiyuv of being koveh asud al hapas midin simcha. The only requirement that would generate a chiyuv to be koveh asud al hapas is kibud v'yonek. Are you watching? You don't seem to be following me, so because you're not watching there's simcha and there's kibud v'yonek. Now the question is, which of the two would generate a chiyuv of being koveh asud al hapas? What's going to be the nafkimina? Who cares whether it's this or that? Chol HaMoed. Because the mitzvah kibud v'onig only applies mikra kodesh to the first day and the last day. It doesn't apply to Chol HaMoed. The mitzvah of Simcha applies to all 7 days. Now the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you don't have a chiyuv of being koveh suda on Chol HaMoed. What conclusion must we derive from the Shulchan Aruch? Exactly. That Simcha does not generate a chiyuv of being koveh suda on pas. But rather, Kibbutz V'Onig generates a Chiyuv being Koveas Alapas. But when does Kibbutz V'Onig apply? Only on Yontif and not
2 days of Yontif only.
On Chol HaMoed. It's Memele, hence, I understand the Shulchan Aruch, who says that there's no Chiyuv being Koveas Alapas on Chol HaMoed. Because on Chol HaMoed, we don't have a mitzvah of Kibbutz V'Onig, we only have a mitzvah of Simcha. If, on the other hand, you would have said that Simcha, you're listening, Rabbi Osai, that Simcha generates a chiyuv being koveh suda lapas, and it would apply even on Chol HaMoed. How can the Shulchan Aruch paskin that there's no chiyuv being koveh suda on Chol HaMoed? It must be that the Shulchan Aruch holds that the machayev of being koveh suda is not Simcha, but rather Kibbutz V'Onig. As far as Simcha is concerned, I can fulfill that mitzvah without a pas. All I have to do is eat
Basar
V'Yayin. But as far as Kibbutz V'Onig, here there's an additional Kibbutz being Koveh Suda L'Pas, and that applies only on Yontif, but not on Chol HaMoed. Oh. Now, give me back the page, and we have to add another piece to the puzzle. Because we said that the difference between Simcha and Kibbutz V'Onig is that Simcha applies even on Chol HaMoed. Kibbutz V'Yontif doesn't apply on Chol HaMoed. So now I'm going to ask you another question. What about Nashim? Are women obligated in Kibbutz V'Onig? Are women obligated in Simcha? So guess what? Women are obligated in Simcha, and they're not obligated in Kibbutz V'Onig. So Mimela, it comes out like this, that Kibbutz V'Onig only applies on Yontif, it doesn't apply on Chol HaMoed. Mimela, if I assume that the Chiyuv to be Koveh Suda L'Pas is derived from Kibbutz V'Onig, then it's not going to apply on Chol HaMoed. Hence the Shulchan Aruch says, Ein Chiyuv Lecho Pas B'Chol HaMoed. Or women obligated to be in being koveh suda lapas. Well, the answer is we just established that the chiyuv being koveh suda lapas is derived from kibbutz v'onig, and women are not included in kibbutz v'onig. They're included in simcha, but the chiyuv to be koveh suda lapas is not engendered by simcha. It's engendered by the chiyuv in kibbutz v'onig. Now the nafkamina is going to, so women on Yontif, let's say a woman on Yontif would have to eat basar and drink wine. That's under the mitzvah of Simcha, but they don't have to be koveh suda lapas because that comes under the mitzvah of Kibbutz V'Onig. Now we're going to have to try to explain why women are included in Simcha, but they're not included in Kibbutz V'Onig. So that if you take a look on the top left, he says that Noshim Chayovas B'mitzvahs Achilas Pas B'Yontif, I'm sorry, D'Eina Noshim, sorry, Chayovas B'mitzvahs Achilas Pas B'Yontif Da'avi Mitzvahs Aseishas Man Grom. What does he mean? He means that Kibbutz V'Onig is a Mitzvah Aseishas Man Grom. Simcha, on the other hand, is derived from, it says Atah, what does it say, the V'samachta, B'chagecha tov, what does it say in the pasuk? I forget. V'atov ishtecha, or right, you and your wife. It says over there.
It's an emor.
Not sure. Might be in re'eh.
Yeah.
Okay. He says Yeshlomar. The ein noshim chayovas b'mitzvah chilus pas b'yontif davi mitzvah saseishes man groma u'b'shachal lahazkir me'ein yontif b'birkas amazon. If a woman on yontif forgets yalav yovo, ein tzricha lachzul, she doesn't have to repeat benching, because the only repeat benching when there's a chiyuv of being kovei asuda lapas, a woman doesn't have the chiyuv to be so kovei asuda lapas. So Rabbi say, what would be on chol hamoed if you omitted yalav yavo in benching? Would you have to repeat benching?
No,
because there's no chiyuv to be kovei asuda lapas on chol hamoed, because the chiyuv to be kovei asuda lapas is derived from kibbe v'yoneg, and there's no kibbe v'yoneg on
Cholamoy.
Oh, so maybe bitecha. So bitecha means even women. So even women are included. Where is that in Parshas?
Ray.
Oh, it's in Ray. A nice guess on my part. Okay. So you could be yotzei the mitzvah of simcha with yayin and basar, correct? Now I'm not sure, when we say yayin, do we mean intoxicating wine, or it could be even grape juice? You know, is it what is simcha? You know, maybe instead of yayin you could use schnapps. Yeah. Maybe in Amsterdam you could use even something else. We won't go into detail about that.
What? Yeah,
yisamach lav enosh.
What does it include?
Right. Yisamach lav is it yain yisamach lav is because of the intoxication, right? So I don't know if grape juice will cut the mustard here in Simchas Yotam. So let's just summarize. It comes out that according to Rabbi Kiveger, the chiyuv of achilas pas on Yontif is only bitoras. It doesn't come under Simcha. So who's ever included in Simcha, or any day that's included in Simcha, does not have a chiyuv being kovei asud al pas. But on the other hand, there are certain days of Yontif which have a chiyuv of kibud v'yonik, and there are certain people who are obligated kibud v'yonik. So a man is obligated kibud v'yonik, but that's only on Yontif. So for a man who benches on Yontif and he omits Yalav Yovo, he has to repeat. If a man forgets Yalav Yovo on Chol Hamoed, he doesn't repeat benching. A woman, even on Yontif itself, would not have to repeat benching because she's not obligated in Kibud V'Oneg. Hence, she doesn't have to be Kovei Asud Al Hapas. She's only obligated in what? It's a Basar V'Yayin in Simcha. Oh. So let's just now analyze the machlokas between the Marshal and the Mogen Avraham. The Marshal assumes that on Purim you absolutely must eat pas, bikovei asud al pas. He's standing on the shoulders of the Rosh. Remember, I asked you to underline certain words in the Rosh.
Yeah.
The Rosh says that because of the mitzvah of Simcha, you have to be kovei asud al hapas. Hence, the Rosh would say that the chiyuv asud al hapas would apply to all 7 days of Yontif, even Chol Hamoed, and even for women. Why? Because a woman is obligated in Simcha. And therefore, on Purim, which has an even greater Simcha than Yontif, you would certainly have to be kovei asud al hapas. Hence, if you left that al anisim in benching on Purim, you'd have to repeat Birkas Hamazon. However, Ulam, he says, Hamogen Avram, Sovik Rabbi Kiveger, that the chiyuv to be kovei asud al hapas on Yontif has nothing to do with Simcha. For that, you can suffice with what? Basar and Yayin. But rather, it's generated by kibud v'yonek, which means that it only applies on Yom Tov itself. Purim, even though the Torah says Mishta v'simcha, but the Torah never calls it Mikrai Kodesh, it's not called a Yontif, and therefore it's not Chayiv and Kibud V'Yonek. And if you hold like Rabbi Kiveiga, the source for being the Chiv to be Kovei Asud al Pas is Kibud V'Yonek, and if Kibud V'Yonek does not apply to Purim, hence there's no chiyuv to be kovei asud al hapas on Purim. You have to eat McDonald's, you know, you have to eat delicacies and hamantashen and whatever you like and basar and yayin.
But
there's no chiyuv to be kovei asud al hapas. Hence, if you omit ala nisim in benching, you would not repeat benching. That's the sheet of the Magen Avraham. The Marshal, on the other hand, holds like the Rosh. The chiyuv of being kovei asud al hapas derives from what?
Simcha.
From Simcha. And on Purim, there's Simcha. And since it's Simcha Purim and even greater Simcha than Yontiv, you have to be Koveh Sula Pas. And if you omit Alanisim in benching, you'd have to repeat benching. Now, he quotes here Gemara Megillah Daf Hei Amid Beis. Okay, you have a Gemara Megillah there? No. Okay, we don't need a Gemara Megillah now. We'll just read it from here. Purim is Mutar Asiyas Melacha. Why? So Gemara says that when Mordechai and Esther tried to send the message to the people of Israel, they said that let's commemorate these days as days of Simcha, Mishta, and Yontif. However, at the end of the Megillah, it says, yeah, it says, Kivu v'kibu aleim, Leo Solson said, you may Simcha, you may Mishta v'Simcha, but Yontif is omitted. So the Gemara derives from the omission of Yontif that although Esther and Mordechai wanted to institute a din of Yontif as far as Issa Malacham Purim, but they did not prevail upon the Jewish people. The Jewish people never accepted Yontif. So Rashi says, Hahu krok siv simcho mishtav yontif is made kara initially before the Kabbalah of the people of Israel. It was meant to be a yontif. Purim was meant to be a yontif. Aval b'shas Kabbalah lo kiblu alayim el simcho mishtav. Says Rashi lo osram behesbe v'tainis. Aval yontif lo kiblu alayim. So it means that Purim is not a yontif. If Purim is not a yontif, it's not included in Mikray Kodesh, and therefore it doesn't generate a chiyuv of kibud v'yonet. All you have is simcha u'mishta. That's explicit. So you can be yotze the mitzvah simcha u'mishta on Purim with basa v'yayin, but you don't need pas. Therefore, the Mogen Avraham says if you forget al anisim and birkas hamazon, ein machzir also, because there's no chiyuv to be koveh asud al pas. Now it seems to me that we've accepted the Marshal halfway. We accepted the Marshal and we all wash on Purim. Do we all wash on Purim? Let's take a quick census here. How many people in this room wash on Purim? Only four of us. Brian, you don't wash on Purim? Oh, we're not sure? Okay. We're not going to disturb. So, I'm going to assume Achri Rabim Lahato said even Brian would probably wash on Purim. Is that a fair assumption?
It is.
Oh, but what happens if you forget Al Anisim? Are you going to repeat benching?
No.
No. So in that sense, we have now a hybrid. We're a crossover between the Marshal requiring washing, but yet we're going to accept the Mogen Avraham
for not repeating
Birkas Hamazon. Maybe because Safek Brachas Lahakel. I don't know why, but that's what it comes out. So this is very fascinating.
I think also maybe I'm jumping already. We have La Halacha. We have like a thing at the end of benching. You could say when you made Alanisim, right? There's
You could add a Harachamon or something. I don't know. That's
you don't repeat.
That's a knapper. Now, in the next paragraph, he quotes the Marshal as saying the Chachamim asmechu lemishta v'simcha de Purim akra. B'sof perakam de Megillah shehu ki yontif mamish. This is really interesting. That when the Rabbanon accepted Purim as days of mishta v'simcha, they also added Yontif. Again, not Yontif as far as Issa Malach is concerned, but Yontif as far as Simcha. So in other words, when Mordechai and Esther initially at the beginning of the Megillah, at the beginning of Perek Tes, they sent out a message that these days should be marked as days of Simcha, Mishta, and Yom Tov. What they had in mind is Yontif not only as far as Simcha, but even Yontif as far as Issa Malach. Lo Kibla Alai, that they didn't accept. But the initial definition and categorization of Purim as Yontif, that they did accept. Mm-hmm. Not with regard to Issa Malach, but says the Marshal, they accepted it as far as Simcha is concerned. So the Simcha on Purim, according to the Marshal, is a Simchas Yontif. And we said that on Yontif with his Simcha, there's a Chiv to be Koveh Suda Lapas. Hence, if Purim is also a Yontif as far as Simcha is concerned, then the Pasuk V'samachta V'chagecha in Yontif is now going to apply to Purim. And if it applies to Purim, then Simcha generates a Chiv to be Koveh Suda Lapas in Yontif, and that's derived from V'samachta V'chagecha. We apply it hence in Purim as well, because Purim is called Yontif, at least as far as Simcha is concerned. So let's take a look at the Maral's Hakdama to his book on Purim, which is called the Or Chadash. He says that when it says Simcha Zu Yontif, in other words, it says Al Kain Hayudim Aprozim Osim Es Yom Yudalid Lechodesh Adar Simcha Umishte V'Yom Tov. So that's interesting, because this seems to describe Purim as a day of Yontif. So the Maral asks the following question: Lo Kibla Lai Lasus Yontif. So how could the pasuk say Simcha Umishte V'Yontif? So he says, even though there's no yontif as far as Isa Malach is concerned, mikomakom simcha shel yontif ika, it has the simcha of yontif. So it means that when it says in the pasuk laihudim aisa ora v'simcha, it's Chazal say that simcha means yontif. Now, it seems that afterwards they weren't makabel Purim as a yontif. But the answer is, they were makabel the mitzvah of simcha as if it were a yontif. Do you follow the approach?
For the simcha aspect.
For the simcha aspect, it's yontif. And therefore we can apply the principle of v'samachta b'chagecha and all its generated obligations to Purim. So as far as Simchas Purim is concerned, the Marshal at least is of the opinion that you have a din of Simcha like Yontif, and even a greater Simcha than Yontif, and therefore you have to be Koveh Suda Lapas, because he holds like the Rosh that Simcha could only be fulfilled by being Koveh Suda Lapas.
You can do that even without having the Isur Malacha.
And even without the Isur Malacha. In other words, you take Yontif and you split it into two dimensions of Yontif. One is the Isur Malach, and the other is the Simcha aspect. Now, I'm not sure if we read everything here inside correctly. It says, "Avshas kavol lo ksiv yontif lo kibla lai yontif el mishta v'simcha ukmochen hakra la Yehudim aysor v'simcha doshcha zal zu yontif kodem kavol avshas kavol lo kibla lai yontif v'kei mitzvah simcha v'purim lo havi mitars yontif." So this is against the Marshal. The ode, the Pirush Rashi b'Megillah Shamzeu Yontif, is Kasev Kivim Aleim Yomim Tovim. Nirmi says Sriu Rashi Lo Koy Al Purim BiAtzma El Ashar Yomim Tovim. She never meant Mitzvah Simcha V'Samachta B'Chagev, but Purim Lo Chashivi Yontif U'Simcha As Purim Lo Avim Midin Yontif El Chiv Simcha B'Fnei Atzma. So basically, he's vacillating back and forth. The Marshal seems to assume that Simcha is Yontif, and Purim has Simcha, meaning it has the Simcha of Yontif, and whatever applies to Yontif applies to, as far as Simcha is concerned, applies to Purim as well. But nevertheless, it seems that Rashi goes a different direction, and Rashi says that Simcha and Purim is a separate entity. So if we go with Rashi, that Simchas Yontif and Simchas Purim are two independent entities, and Purim is not a yontif as far as Simcha is concerned, the Chiyuv Simcha is a separate independent Chiyuv Simcha, then now we can begin to explore what is the difference between Simchas Yontif and Simchas Purim. Whereas according to the Marshal, it would seem that Simchas Purim is really yontif, and there is a status of yontif on Purim as far as Simcha is concerned. So you see, in this paragraph here, from the word ulam until the end of the paragraph, he's claiming that it's a little bit difficult to accept the premise of the Marshal, which seems to also be the premise of the Maral, And the reason why it's difficult to accept that is because when the pasuk says that these are days of Simcha Mishta Yontif, that's only Kodem Kabbalah, but B'Shas Kabbalah, the word Yontif is omitted. D'lo Kivle Elai Yontif. It's only Mishta V'Simcha. So it's not Simcha as a Yontif, but it's Simcha as a separate independent category. And again, that could be a possible explanation of the Magen Avraham, that maybe the Magen Avraham holds that Simcha on Yontif generates a Chiyuv of Suda, but Simcha on Purim is only Yayin and Basar. That's a possibility.
It's a different Simcha on a different level.
Correct. Whereas the Marshal classifies the Simcha of Purim as Simchas Yontif. And therefore, just to the same extent that Yontif and the mitzvah of Samachta B'Chagecha, according to the Rosh, generates a chiv to be Kovei Suda, so too the mitzvah of Simcha and Purim, which is Simchas Yontif, requires a pass. But it could be, I'm just throwing out another idea here, that although the Marshal is making a big deal about Yontif, because the Megillah does call Purim Yontif, but that's only Kodem Kabbalah, and therefore, after Kabbalah, they never accepted Purim as a Yontif. Maybe they didn't accept Purim as a Yontif even as far as Simcha, and Simcha's Purim is a separate entity, independent of V'samachta B'Chagecha. And he has here a Rashi, that Rashi says in Megillah Daf Hei Amud Beis, again, if we had a Masechta Megillah, maybe we'd see the Rashi inside, that Kimu Aleim, Zeu Yontif, that's the Dibra Masa Rashi, he says, Kimu Aleim Yomim Tovim, the Nirim Yizeh, the Sfirle Rashi, Dlokoy Al Purim Biatzma, El Ashar Yomim Tovim, Shereb Yom Mitzvahs V'Samach V'Chagecha V'Purim, Lo Chashivi Yontif. So Simchas Purim is a separate entity not to be identified with Simchas Yontif. So I thought that maybe what he's driving at here, he doesn't spell it out, is that could be perhaps a justification for the Magen Avraham, that even though Yontif requires to be Koveh Asud Alapas, that's because of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, and we can accept the Rosh. But the Magen Avraham is saying that insofar as Simchat Purim is a separate entity, independent of V'samachta B'Chagecha, it doesn't require being Koveh Asud Alapas. Now, you remember that we quoted the Rambam earlier that Simcha on Yontif applies to all 7 days. And the Rambam ends up by saying, Chayav Adam Lios Bahem Samech V'Tov Lev Hu Ubana V'Ishto B'nei Bana V'Chol Anilvim Elov Shenever V'Samachta V'Chagecha. The Rambam says the following, V'Afalpi, the Rambam's like asking a question on himself, Shah Simcha Amura Kan He carbon shlomim. When the Beis Hamikdash stood, we brought a carbon shlomim that's called shalmei chagiga, and those shlomim, the meat has to be divided up amongst the Kohen and the Israel, and has to be eaten. That eating of the basar shlomim is a kiyum of the mitzvah samachta b'chagecha. So now that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash and we don't bring a carbon shlomim, the Rambam wants to know, how do we generate a mitzvah of simcha today under V'samachta B'Chagecha? We don't have a carbon shlomim. Says the Rambam, Yesh B'chal Osa Simcha, included in that simcha V'samachta B'Chagecha, above and beyond shlomim, carbon shlomim, is L'sameach, L'smach Hu Ubanav Ubnei Beiso, Kol Echad Karoilo.
What does that mean?
Are you familiar with this Rambam? It's a very famous Rambam. Ketzad. How do you fulfill Simcha and Yontif? Haktanim, the children, Nosin Lem Kloyos VeGozim UMigdonos.
M&M's you give them.
Give them M&M's, right. You give them sweeties, sweets, right? Hanoshim, what are the women interested in? Konalem B'Godim VeTachshitim Noyen.
Necklace.
Okay. Kefima Mono, he doesn't have to go into Hak. Vanoshim, what are the men satisfied with? They don't need McDonald's. Well, I'm sure they'll appreciate McDonald's. And they would like a new suit, but basically it's Achilas Basar Ushtias Yayin. Chain Simchal Basar Simchal Yayin. Now, let's see if the Rambam is going to repeat this whole story in Hilchas Purim, in Hilchas Megillah, meaning according to the Marshal, that the Simcha of Purim is identical with the Simcha of Vesamachtem Chagecha. We would expect that the Rambam, if the Rambam would have accepted this Marshal, he would repeat what he said in Hilchas Yontif and Hilchas Megillah. But guess what? He doesn't say that at all. He says, Mitzvahs Yom Yudal B'nei Kfar V'yoros V'yom Tesvav L'bnei Krochim Liosam Yom Simcha U'mishta Ketzal Chova Se'uda Zu She'yochal Bosa V'yitakin Se'uda Na Kefi Asher Timtze Yada V'shol Se'yayin. So the Rambam mentions a suda of meat and wine. Well, guess what? He says nothing about this whole spiel of Kol Echad Karoilo. Tzarech Iyun, Maishna de Bepurim, Maishna Purim Kol Yontif, Shalokosav Rambam on Purim, Shechayev L'shameach Kol Echad Karoilo. V'nir mizesh deleka din l'sameach kol echad karoilo bepurim v'ein chiyuv loses l'ktanim klayos v'gozim mcdonos v'ein chiyuv liknos l'noshim v'godim v'takshitim. And some men would be very relieved to find that out. And therefore, it's only basaviyayin. V'nir alomer bazeh, that in Hilchas Yontif the Rambam says Chayev Adam Liyos Ben Sameach V'Tov Lev Shenemar V'Samachta B'Chagecha. And what does this mean, Sameach V'Tov Lev? The Chov HaSimcha on Yontif is not just when he sits down to eat a Kazayis Bas or a Shtiyas Yayin, but rather encompasses the entire day. Hu Chiyuv Tadir Al Kol Shav V'Shav Mimeach Chag. Every minute you can feel on Yontif Sameach V'Tov Lev, and you fulfill the mitzvah of Sameach V'Chagech. It's not pinpointed, it's not limited to the moment of Achila of Basa and Shtiyas Yayin. U'masha Omru Ein Simcha L'B'Yayin V'Ein Simcha L'B'Basa Ha'inu Mishum D'V'Hanach Tvarim Mevi'im L'Day Simcha Salev. These activities are fine conduits that brings you to Simcha Salev. But the skiv of Simcha Salev is not limited to the moment that you eat meat or you drink wine, al chavasa tadir. And this he quotes in the name of the Brisker Rav. I think we discussed this once in the past, but it's good to review it. I like a chazar from time to time, especially something as fundamental as this. So Rabosai, next door we have something called the SOS, right? And it's open 24/7.
Six.
24/6, I mean. But what it means is that you can go in there any moment. That's what Yontif is all about. As far as Simcha is concerned, at any moment you can feel Sameach V'Tov Lev, and that's your mitzvah of Simcha. Again, it could very well be that Halacha requires you to do certain activities that will bring you to the state of Simcha. But the state of Simcha is meaningful for 24/7. I shouldn't say 24/7, because on Sukkot it's 24/8, but it means 24 hours, the entire day. And the Rambam writes with regard to Yontif, Afal Pisha Chilush Siya B'modos Mechlal Mitzah Sei Lo Yeh Ochel V'Shoseh Kol Yom Kulo. In other words, there's a whole Seder Advarim how he should spend his day on Yontif in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha, but basically the mitzvah of Simcha applies the whole day. Let's fast forward to page Reish Mem, because we have a limited amount of time. Correct. That's what we have to set up, is Chetzil Hashem and Chetzil Lachem. Okay. Now there's a paragraph that starts Vehine Lefi Hamavur. He says the following: Purim Lo Chashiv Yontif LeSimcha. We're not going with the Marshal, but Simchas Purim is a separate entity. And that's why the Rambam in Hilchas Megillah completely omits this whole definition of Kol Echad Lefi Simcha Roilo. The Rambam doesn't say Sheyia Sameach V'Tov Lev. All the Rambam says is that you set up a Mishteh with Achilas Basu and Shesias Yayin. who chiyuv simcha b'fnei atzmon came near the chova simcha b'purim lo avi kmo chova simcha d'yontiv shehu chiyuv tadir al kol shav v'shav mimei achad upurim chova simcha eina ela chiyuv maisa simcha shal achilas basu shesias yayin aval eina lav chiyuv lio sameach b'chol shav v'shav miyom apurim. So Rabosai, we said that today we want to analyze, compare the mitzvah of Simcha on Yontif to the mitzvah of Simcha on Purim. The mitzvah of Simcha on Purim is pinpointed. If anybody could give me a better word for that. You know, like if you read about the Israeli Air Force, you know, that they go into Gaza and they bomb a specific place, like the office of Hamas. So what word for that would be that when you pinpoint something?
Amen.
I don't hear you. One more time?
To hone in.
Hone in. Okay. So we want to hone in on Purim, on the moment of Mishteh. So we have a glorious celebration, a glorious Seuda, and we're eating meat, and we're drinking wine, and now we're besimcha. Yontif, we don't pinpoint. Yontif, we don't hone in. The entire day of Yontif, the 24 hours of Yontif, it's all Simcha. She'ei sameach v'tov lev. That's the difference between Simcha on Yontif and Simcha on Purim. Simcha on Purim is a maisa Simcha v'achilas basin shesias yayin. On Yontif, the achilas basin shesias yayin is just a conduit that's meant to engender within us a feeling of simcha. Simcha meaning she'ei sameach v'tov lev. Therefore, the Rambam on Purim does not mention a word about chetzil achila v'chetzil beis hamedrash. That whole excuse me. That whole orchestra of chetzil Hashem and chetzil Hashem lachem and lachem, that applies when the mitzvah of Simcha encompasses the whole day. So how do I fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha? We have a whole program. We engineer Chetzi Lachem, Chetzi Lashem. But with regard to Purim, you're not going to divide up the day in half. What you're going to do is you're going to look for the Simcha of Purim in the Achilas Basar and the Shesias Yayin. And therefore, on Yontif, when the Chova Simcha is a Chova Tmidis, Al Kol Ayom, then we have to figure out, how does the halacha want me to organize my day? And what do I do in the morning? And what do I do in the afternoon? How do I set it up? And, for example, the Gemara tells us in Megillat Zayin Amud Beis that there was no shir on Purim. Rav Ashi was sitting in front of Rav Kahana and the Rabbanan didn't come to hear the shir. So Rav Kahana turns and he says to him, where are the boys today? And he answered him that they were busy with Sudas Purim. But the Gemara seems to assume that there's no din of Chetzi Lashem on Purim. Meaning on Yontif, you have to go to the Beis HaMedrash, and you have to daven, and you have to learn, and then you divide up the day. But there's no din on Purim of dividing up the day of Chetzi Lachem and Chetzi Lashem. In addition, we're saying now that there's no din of Kol Echad Karoilo. So let's set up three nafkaminas between Simcha on Yontif and Simcha on Purim. First nafkamina is that Simcha on Yontif encompasses the entire day. Simcha on Purim is pinpointed to the Maisa Simcha of Achilas Basin Shesias Yayin. Point number two, on Yontif we have to set up some of the time of the day for Beis HaMedrash, for Chetzi Ol Hashem. That's also part of the mitzvah of Simcha. On Purim, there's no din of special chiyuv of setting up the Beis Medrash. If we're preoccupied with the Sudas Purim, so be it. And finally, the third nafkamina is going to be that this din of Kol Echad Karoilo, which applies to Yontif, does not apply to Purim. On Purim, everybody is in the same boat. We're all chayav and Shesias Yayin and Achilas Basar and Seuda and Mishteh. That's it. Now we have another nafkamina. On Yontif, because of the mitzvah of Simcha, we have to be koveh suda lapas. But on Purim, we don't have to be koveh suda lapas, at least according to the Magen Avraham. Hence, if you omit ala nisim on Purim, you would not have to repeat benching. In the case of Yontif, if you omit Yalav V'Yovim benching, you'd have to repeat benching. Ulefi Zed, this is on page Resh Mem Aleph, Osi Shapir, Masharamam Lo Kosav, Dibipurim Chayiv Kolechel Sameh Baroy Lo Kmo B'Yontif. Dafka B'Simchas Yontif T'Chiyuv Olias B'Chol Shav V'Shav Yimei HaChag Sameh V'Tov Lev, Ein HaMitzvah Shav L'Chol Adah. You know, if the mitzvah simcha encompasses all day, it's subjective. Everybody has to achieve that simcha in the matter that's appropriate for him. But in the mitzvah simchas Purim, which is a mitzvah of a maisa simcha, there's no mitzvah that encompasses the whole day, then that maisa simcha on Purim is defined as achilus basar shi'as yayin, and that's going to apply shavu l'chol nefesh. Everybody, whether men, women, or children, they're all obligated in the mitzvah of basar and yayin because ain't simcha l'basar v'yayin. Umeata Nira, the last paragraph here on the top of Resh Mem Aleph on the left side, he says the Yesod Plugtas Hamar Shalv Hamagin Avram Im Tzarch Laksar B'Shachak Lo Hizkel Anisim V'Kas Mad Mishu the Marshal Svilei that Din Simchas Purim Havimi Din Simchas Yontif. Do you remember this? The Marshal identifies Simchas Purim with Simchas Yontif, and that means that there's a Torah Yontif in Purim as far as Simcha, not as far as Issa Malach is concerned. And therefore, you have to be Koveh Suda Lapas. The Magen Avraham, on the other hand, holds that Purim is not called a Yontif, even as far as Simcha, but it has its own independent Simcha. So it would be very interesting to try to figure out, according to the Marshal, would you have on Purim a din of kolechet karoylo? And could it be that the Simcha Purim, according to the Marshal, would encompass the entire day? I leave that as an unanswered question. So Rabbosai Mitzvashem, next week we'll start in Yoni Pesach, until Pesach, and then we'll decide what to do after Pesach. Okay then? Thanks, everyone.